It is 3:09 on the Cowhead Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, Tampa Bay's classic rock station. Good afternoon. It is Jam Session Thursdays. You probably heard Galvin's drums over the intro song, the whip somebody's ass. We actually have Galvin's drums set up here in the studio. Molto Mario brought his bass in. I brought a multitude of guitars today, all of which I can play. And because Brett Favre, suck it, Brett Favre. I hope you break your ankle in training camp, you douche.
Son of a bee.
Because Brett Favre made his choice and went over to the Jets, we decided to move Jam Session Fridays to Jam Session Thursdays, being that that was probably what I thought we'd be talking about today on the show. A very exciting Thursday here in Tampa Bay, knowing that Brett Favre would be our quarterback, and now all I say is, suck it, Brett Favre.
Real quick, did somebody poo over here?
Oh,
what's going on?
Am I not supposed to?
What is this action?
I don't want to see this. Look at all this.
Yeah, that is kind of gross.
That's not us.
I don't know what Slater does here. And he, I think he poos on the floor and he chews pens. That's all he does in the back of this pack area.
Yeah.
We need
and
to
take
wipe
stuff out of
now.
Program.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. I wouldn't say I'm a very religious person, but I do believe in some sort of higher power, and I do find myself praying often. I think that if we all put our heads together and metaphorically hold hands and pray together, we could probably get Brett Favre to break a femur or a hip or an ankle or something in Jets training camp.
Sure.
To make it the biggest bust move in the history of the NFL. Since the Patriots went 16-0 and lost in the Super Bowl.
How funny would that be? He signs all his stuff and he's like, all right, see you guys later. Clunk, hand in the door.
Yeah. Something like that. Something like that. One of those, you know, he was so happy he decided to moonwalk down Times Square and he fell in a manhole or something. That's what I wanted to happen to Brett Favre now. Don't get me wrong. Still one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game, and I would love for him to have played here. But, you know, now I'm mad. He was cool when he was coming here. Now he's an enemy. Now we have to hate him.
Yep.
That's just how it goes around here. We'll take your phone calls, your reaction to that. I would like to check in with Rock Riley to find out what's going on over there. The Bucks are playing at Cole. Bruce Allen, and you know, they were saying, we've never really expected him to come here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If I'm Jeff Garcia now, I go, I don't feel like practicing today.
Yeah.
How about that? I got to go. I gotta meet my friends in Times Square, see what's up.
Green Bay called me.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying something about a lot more money.
So anyway, we'll talk to you about that today, and we will at some point do Jam Session Thursdays. Now, I don't know if you have listened to the show enough to know this, but Moose, can you play the bass at all, Moose?
Not a bit.
Okay, but you can sing. We know that.
Okay.
And Galvin, we know, is an experienced drummer. He's got his own Roland drum set, which is what you heard him playing before. I brought two of my many guitars in, of which I can't play either one. Dinah is equipped with a tambourine. Do you have a tambourine?
Sure.
All right. If not, we'll just get a Campbell soup can and put a rock in it. It'll work just as well. And we will attempt to jam out together and play a little bit on the show.
Rock and
now,
roll.
Now, I invited Pete to come in today because he can play a little bit too, and he's dying to get the band together. And Plain Ken was going to come in tomorrow, but we had to switch it up last minute to do it today. So we have guys in our cluster that can play. So eventually we will put the Cowhead Show band together, and we'll be available for kids' parties.
Yeah, and I think Steve was going to come down.
Steve promotions
can play bass,
plays bass, yeah. So we may find enough musicians in this building to make today somewhat entertaining, but who knows. I'm excited tomorrow. You've heard us mention the Bob Saget roast that's coming up on Comedy Central. Is that tomorrow night or is it on Saturday?
It's on tomorrow night.
It's on tomorrow night on Comedy Central, and I understand it's probably the most vicious one that they've done.
And I got some information about that, about what happened at the roast.
Because
they already recorded it.
Oh, yeah, they already taped it, and then they edited it down, and then they'll release a full version. I know you were saying that Saget has final say, on you know, and I understand it was very brutal towards the Olsen twins.
Yeah, and Stamos has some stuff, and they actually they tell one of his jokes that was kind of Olsen-related and stuff. Yeah, so.
I believe we have Saget's number, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Maybe we'll call Saget tomorrow, because tomorrow on the show, Cloris Leachman will be joining us. Believe it or not, she was one of the roasters for Saget. Does she have a tie into Saget, or is she just there because she's funny and they like to bring funny old bros in every once in a while?
I don't know whether she's part of the Friars or not, or what the deal is, but
I didn't know if she had done a movie with him or anything, because he directs a lot of stuff, too, so Did she have a bit on Full House? I don't know. She's a very funny. She's been a lot of Mel Brooks stuff. She's a legendary actress in comedy, and from what I understand, killed at the roast. Jim Norton said she was by far the funniest one at the roast, and he's not saying that from a sympathetic old broad standpoint.
Right.
Like, Betty White had some funny jokes written for her, and she pulled it off at Captain Kirk's.
Right.
But he said Cloris Leachman killed. So she'll join us on the show. I guess she must have done a good job if they're parading her around to promo it. So we'll have her on the air tomorrow.
The roast is actually next Sunday, August 17th.
Oh, it's next week?
Yeah, 17th.
All right, so maybe we talk to Cloris, and then we get her to say bad things about Saget, and then we call Saget, and we see if we can start some stuff.